Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Bill Brody of the All-American Beef Battalion in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your last chance to buy cattle the Superior way here in 2015. Coming up Friday, December 18th, Superior Video Livestock Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. Superior Sunrise before that at 7:30. It'll be on Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. We'll be offering 17,000 head this week, including 2,800 yearling steers, 2,300 yearling heifers, 8,800 weaned calves, a couple hundred calves on cows, 1,600 bred stocking way cows as well. For information about when a lot may be selling or to look at the video of those cattle, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give us a call at 800-422-2117. And by the way, remember, right after the regular Superior Livestock Auction, we'll have the Superior Select Female Sale. A couple of thousand head of top-notch replacement females will be available on Friday as well. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. National Livestock, the Oklahoma National Stockyards, and a lot of the other order buyers at the Oklahoma National Stockyards coming together to do a big fundraiser on Monday, the final sale day of 2015 for the stockyards. The fundraiser to benefit the All-American Beef Battalion, as founded by Bill Brody from southwestern Kansas.
Well, I've done two things in my life. I was a United States Marine and a cattleman. And I came over from Vietnam. I was spit on. I was called a baby killer. And I saw the media publishing anything bad they could about these kids, but not the good things they achieved. And I thought, they're trying to turn this into Vietnam the way they treat them. So what can I do to show them that they are appreciated? Of course, my way of thinking, there's nothing better than a ribeye steak. And, you know, with two things in my adult life, American cattleman and United States Marine, and I just put the two of them together.
The All-American Beef Battalion raising money for Steaks for Troops, offering a steak dinner to troops and their families as a way of saying thank you.
We fed 5,300 at Fort Carson, pulled in there with four of our cookers, and pulled on base. Time we got set up, it was about 8:30 in the morning. Lots and lots of volunteers, you know, from the cattle industry mainly, but by 11:30, we were ready to start serving them. An hour and a half later, we'd served them all. My group is so efficient. I marvel at them. And we've got cookers that'll hold 600 to 700 steaks at a time. And
you were telling the folks here at the stockyards that these are not small steaks either.
No, they're an 18 to 20 ounce ribeye. And we feed cheesy potato. We used to use green beans, but we switched to corn. Colorado corn growers got behind us because they said we know where our corn goes. And I think over the last 4 years or so, they've donated over $60,000 to us. So we feed corn with it instead of green beans anymore. And it's a lot of fun. It's very rewarding, let's put it that way.
Bill Brody says it takes about $10 to do that ribeye dinner for a member of the armed forces. And he says at the end of the day, that's cheap when you think about these young men and young ladies putting themselves in harm's way to protect our freedom.
I guess what the enemy changes, but yet the consistency of our U.S. military and the job they do for us is what you're trying to reward.
Yeah, I mean, they stand in front of us so the rest of us can live the life we have here. Like I said, up there, less than 1% of the population defends the rest of us. And if these young people weren't, you know, they've signed a blank check to the United States for government for everything they've got, including their life. When they stand in front of us, how can we do less?
Over $45,000 collected Monday at the Oklahoma National Stockyards for the Steaks for Troops efforts. Steaksfortroops.com is their website. You can donate there as well. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
No-Till on the Plains 20th Anniversary Winter Conference and AIM Symposium features a new format and the biggest names in continuous no-till. January 26th through 28th in Salina, Kansas, exchange ideas with industry innovators and get practical insights on cover crops, grazing, pesticides, rotations, markets, and much more. Save your seats for less than the cost of a bag of seed. Prices increase November 16th. Register now at no-till.org. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Crust Buster Speed King, Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers, and Great Plains Manufacturing.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.